I don't like fireworks. They light up the sky. The sky should be dark. The black comforts me. Listen to Miss Angst. What are we, kids, stuck in a bad beatnik flick? That's it. Whack me with that strap. Does my debasement feed your needs? Go ahead, eat me with your eyes. Wow, she sang some profound stuff. I bet she's read The Hobbit. Be careful, I could short circuit. My synapses are going smack, crackle, pop. The more she talks, the more I want to get on my knees and thank Allah for antidepressants. Punish me. Tell me I've been a bad girl. 86 The Violence, babe. I'm a disciple of Gandhi. I'm a bad, bad girl. I need to be scolded. My perfect ass is waiting. I don't play master and servant. Anything nastier than the hokey pokey, and I turn into a nervous Nelly. I want to be humiliated. Talk about someone in need of a self-help group.
Relax, sister. Relax, sister. Relax, sister.
I don't see him. She's lying.
I don't feel him.
She's lying.
I'm not really dripping down there.
She's lying.
My clitoris isn't trigger happy.
She's lying. I never prayed muscular hands would spread my... She's lying. I've never run around buck naked and bubbling for man winky. She's lying. I've never wrapped my lips around a throbbing Johnny. Lies, more lies, 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 lies. Lies, more lies, 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 lies. She's lying. Lies, more lies, 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 lies. She's lying. Lies, more lies, 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 lies. She's lying.
We're two guys watching porn, discussing today's important issues. Regular guys, two average shows, discussing politics and watching all our favorite hoes. Discussing politics and watching all our favorite hoes.
What the fuck are you playing?
Zombie Smash.
Oh my god, put that shit down. We're doing a show, motherfucker.
Oh, I got died. Oh, okay.
Well, this is two guys watching porn, brought to you with all of our attention.
I'm getting out of the game. Leave me alone.
What the Zombie Smash?
It's funny.
This is your host, Chris.
And Rob.
And apparently, this is two guys watching porn.
Is it?
Really? Yes, it is. It is. And we're happy to come back here today, blah, 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 with our fourth episode of our third season.
Fourth?
Yes, it's our fourth episode of the third season. We've done three episodes this season so far. Get an episode guide, bitch. So, what's been going on with you, Rob?
Not a hell of a lot of anything, really. Same old bullshit, just another fucking day.
Same old bullshit. Well, what's going on in the world? Do you know of anything major? You saw Miley Cyrus twerking on MTV?
Yeah, she's a slut.
I love her, though.
I'd bang the shit out of her.
Like, I can't stand her, but I love, I want to have sex with her, but and I don't like her music at all.
Oh, I hate her music.
And the second she starts talking, like, it ruins it for me, because, like, I look at her body, I'm like, oh, she looks dirty. She looks like you could do all kinds of filthy stuff with her, but then she's, like, talking like this, and that's how she talks, and I'm like, oh, my God, my penis telescopes back inside my body, like a vagina. I go from an innie to an Audi to an innie. I get a hard off.
A hard off?
Yep.
Is that what you're talking about?
Certain people should not be heard. Like, she would have been great, like, just like in pictures. Like, in pictures, she's great. Although I saw a picture of her from that MTV Awards where they showed her ass and, like, she's wearing these, like, body skin colored latex shorts. And I'm sure, like, when you saw it live, like, moving and stuff, it probably looked really hot. But, like, when they stilled the picture...
Oh, God.
Oh, my God. Did you see the picture I'm talking about?
Yeah, that's horrible.
Where, it looks like it's halfway up her ass, like the wedgie from hell. And both of her butt cheeks are, like, escaping out the sides. And every time I saw the picture, they showed it side-by-side comparison with, like, a raw chicken. Like, to show,
what?
Like... They said, like, Miley's ass looks like this raw chicken. I'm thinking, well... You know, there's times in my life where I would have fucked either of those. So, like, I can't really complain. But,
what the hell is this shit?
What are you talking about?
Okay, this is Mega Pizza Burger Pizza.
Okay.
Okay, so apparently it's this Japanese place in Japan, obviously.
a Japanese place in Japan. Aren't all places in Japan Japanese places?
They're releasing this burger pizza hybrid for $26.
My God, so what is it? Like, it's a burger?
It's 2.6 fat pounds of patties between 11-inch pizzas.
Seems excessive.
I think I might like it.
But I know, I created that, though.
It's got ketchup.
No, hold on. You're saying what this thing is, essentially. It's a hamburger served between two pizzas?
Yeah.
Fuck that. I thought of that, and I talked about that on this very show way back then. I can't remember the exact episode, but we were talking about things we like about food, and you were talking about something disgusting you did with chicken McNuggets.
I put them on McRibs.
Yeah. You were talking about what you do with McRibs, which I think at the time I endorsed. So when I say disgusting, I'm really just putting on a show for the air. I'm not really appalled. My pig ass would eat it too. But I invented a cheeseburger where it was a cheeseburger served between two baguette pizzas from Save-A-Lot. Like, because I used to buy these, like, baguette pizzas. They'd come two in a box. And I always thought it would be cool to take a cheeseburger and use those pizzas as the bread for the cheeseburger. So I invented that fucking thing that you're reading right now.
I'm reading about this goth model now who apparently is being accused of setting a car on fire. But I was listening to you.
Get back to the pizza, dude. That's my intellectual property. I said that on the fucking air.
I know you did.
Hey, sorry to hijack the show for the moment. This is Chris, and I just wanted to play this clip from an episode that first aired on February 5th, 2013, called Cornbread Hoes and Kool-Aid Pussy. In retrospect, I'm not very proud of that title. But check this out.
You know what? I used to get these little baguette pizzas from like Save-A-Lot.
Yeah.
It was like $1.99. You got two like little French, half French bread things of pizza. And one time I thought, man, these are good, but it would be better if I made like a cheeseburger and used the pizza as the bread. So I made like a cheeseburger, put it on top of one pizza, put the cheese on them, put the other pizza on top of that, and made a cheeseburger pizza.
Brilliant. Absolutely fucking brilliant. That's awesome.
That was pretty good.
This is definitely a fat man. That's a fat man genius combination there.
Yeah.
I hate it when I invent things and then it turns out other people do them. I invented the soap opera channel. You know that? I invented that soap opera channel. I thought, you know, there's millions of years of soap operas. People don't care if it's like recent. All they care about is that it's a continuing story that they can watch. Why not make a channel where all they do is show all these old soap operas and people can just watch it? Like, you could watch General Hospital, say, from a point in 1973 on up. As long as each day the story progresses, what does it matter if it's old? It might even add to the appeal of it because there's like a weird retro vintage vibe to it. But I mean, literally, here's a TV format where you have thousands upon thousands of episodes and they never rerun. I mean, you never rerun an episode of a soap opera, except now on the soap opera channel that ripped me off. And all they ever do is show like channel shows from ABC, I think. I think you go on there and they show you like a couple of two-week-old General Hospitals and an episode of Beverly Hills 90210 and maybe a Lifetime movie. So they, like, every goddamn specialized cable channel, they bastardize even the idea that they're based on. Fucking Cartoon Network shows live action shows. Sci-Fi Channel, one of their biggest hits, is wrestling. Nick at Night shows original programming now, and reality shows. MTV hasn't shown music in a million years!
Well, if you wanna get a lawsuit going about this intellectual property thing, because we have proof, it's called Pizza Little Party. It's the chain of the restaurant.
Pizza Little Party. I think I even say in the thing, let's call it Pizza Little Party. No, I don't do that.
No, but they're selling it. It costs $26 or 2,580 yen.
Oh my God! We'll, you know, you live in a shit country where
sold
like
from
for $26, like 8 million yen.
It's only a limited time offer. Sold from September 1st through November 22nd.
God damn it. See, my version only cost, I think, like $1.99 for the two pizzas and whatever the chopped meat and cheese cost.
So?
You ever notice that, though? Like, all the countries where money doesn't really mean anything, like, the value is, like, sounds astronomical. You go to Mexico with a dollar and it's worth, like, 30,000 pesos.
I know. It's like, what?
And some of the, like, poorest countries, like Jamaica, their money is beautiful. It's like the most beautiful looking money in the world. Like Jamaica, it's all pastel colors.
It's real artsy.
Yeah, it's real artsy. Fucking Italy has a coin where it's silver on the outside and like gold colored in the middle. It's like two separate coins that
developed a baby coin.
That pisses me off. I'm definitely going to play that clip from our older show just so you could see that I actually did talk about this pizza.
And it would definitely be for September 1st.
And I mentioned, well, I don't know if I mentioned it, so I'm going to mention it on the air now in case anyone beats me on to the punch. When we talked about the possibility of marijuana being legalized and sold, like, via commercials on TV, I thought a great spokesman would be Buds McKenzie. I don't know if I said that before, but I'm saying it now, just so it's written, just so it's broadcast for everyone to hear. My idea. My money.
So if you dare try to bastify it and steal it...
Buds McKenzie.
We'll see your asses in court.
Well, we won't do that, but I'll bitch about you on our next podcast for free that we don't make any money off. God. So now I'm angry.
Oh, do you need an Asian massage with a happy ending?
Oh, that'd be good. But I always weep when I leave Asian massage parlors because I always cry at happy endings. That's my joke that I wrote. Oh, do you want to hear a weird dream I had? I had a dream I was listening to Lumpy Tunes, and I hear the sound that sounds like the Murder by Robots theme that they played on Lumpy Tunes, mm-hmm. where it's like, in 1971, a man named Robert Williams became the first human being to be killed by a robot in that modulated computer voice. Well, I'm listening to the show in my dream, and it goes, in 1975, Murder by Robots, blah, 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 blah. I'm like, wait a second, I didn't write that, but that's my music, and that's the modulated computer voice I use, and that's Murder by Robots, that's us. What the fuck's going on? And at first I'm thinking, did Rob do this? Is this something Rob did without me knowing, and it's now on Lumpy Tunes? And then, like, I was like, no, Rob didn't do this. They must have done that on their own. What the fuck is going on? And I was like, that's not Murdered by Robots. And I thought, I'm going to put that on our webcast, that clip, and I'm going to call it Worded by Phobots.
Okay.
In my dream. And I thought that was a really clever play on words. Instead of Murdered by Robots, Worded by Phobots. Because they're fake imposters using my shit. And then I woke up. And I wasn't even convinced till then that it wasn't real. And I was like so bummed out that now I couldn't use this phrase. Worded by Phobots. Worded by Phobots.
Okay, that's about as bad as party in your mouth.
Excuse me? What? What are you talking about? Party in my mouth.
Party in your mouth.
Party in your mouth, maybe. Not in my mouth.
I don't know. I heard that today. I was like, somebody said that. I was like, what?
Party in your mouth? Like talking about candy or something? Like, I had some Pop Rocks. It's like a party in your mouth.
They were talking about toothpaste.
Toothpaste? A toothpaste party in your mouth?
I don't know.
Have you ever heard of a rainbow party?
No, what's that?
Rainbow Party. They talked about this on Oprah once, and I think it's something that's urban legend to make parents scared of what their kids are doing when they're not being watched.
Okay.
But supposedly, a Rainbow Party is a party where one guy, or like, guys attend with a bunch of girls, like teenagers generally.
Oh, okay.
And the girls all wear a different color lipstick, and they perform oral sex on the guy and see how far they can get his penis down their throat. And then they judge who did the best by who has which ring on his penis is the lowest. Like, there'll be like a red ring for Susie, a green ring for Laura, and a yellow ring for Dolores. And then they'll be like right at the base of his balls, like a purple ring for Sarah because she's the biggest whore on the block. God, I would love that. I mean, like, I hear those stories and I'm thinking, like,
weren't that real?
If it is real, I'm thinking,
if you've ever been to one, get in touch with us.
Yeah, if there's anyone out there who's been to a rainbow party.
You're not going
to
get in touch with us because none of you bastards write us.
Yeah, but, like, what did I miss out on in my youth that I never, like, the concept of an oral sex party? What? Like, I didn't get invited to a normal party with balloons or anything, and they're just blowing
people.
I've
heard of a... I heard of a rainbow bracelet party before.
Well, they had that weird thing where they're like, where kids would grab a like a different colored bracelet off, like girls. They would buy these different colored bracelets and wear them on their wrist. And in school, some guy could just run up and grab your bracelet. And if you got like a green bracelet, you had to kiss him. And if you got a different colored bracelet, you had to give him a hand job or blow him or.
Yeah.
What the f- where were these fucking games when we were growing up?
Yeah, I've heard of those.
I mean, at best, like, I'd hear about Spin the Bottle, like that was played in the 50s. I didn't get to play anything as a teenager. I was watching Doctor Who with my friend Paul Weinstein and maybe catching, like, a glimpse of one of his dad's porno tapes. That's as exciting as my fucking teenage years were.
That's a sad, sad state of affairs.
Do you think it's just that kids are out of control or just I had a horrible childhood?
I don't know.
I don't know, because, I mean, I didn't feel like I was so square.
Oh. You're just a square man.
Yeah, man.
Four corners.
Oh, you knew that. I was expecting you to be like, you're like a square man, like three angles that equal 180 degrees or whatever the fuck.
That'd be a triangle.
Yeah, I don't know.
I know, all that's stupid.
You're one of them isosceles squares.
You're one of them.
You're scalene. I don't remember anything about geometry.
What, really?
It's ridiculous. Was it 180? Am I right in saying that, like,
yeah, 90,
all
90,
the angles?
90.
But that would be more than 180 degrees. That would be 270 degrees if it was 99. You couldn't have 390 degree angles, because then it would be a square.
No, 390 degree angles.
No, a 90 degree angle and a 90 degree angle, and then you couldn't have another 90 degree angle.
Maybe it's 290.
You'd have to have four 90 degree angles.
45, 45, 45?
Oh my god, we are pathetic. What the fuck? How does the universe even work with brains like ours? We are not rocket surgeons. No way.
Nope, we're brain scientists.
Man, you think Albert Einstein worked as a patent officer, stamping things all day long and thought of the theory of relativity?
Alligator.
Huh? What? You seen it?
There's an alligator in that pond over there.
Where?
He just popped up right over in that pond over there.
This little pond right here? This
little ugly green pond just beyond these trees.
The one I'm pointing at, or is it one I can't see from my vantage point?
The one you can't see from your vantage point.
Let's go look at the alligator. I want to see an alligator. Holy shit. Breaking news, guys. We're going to see an alligator. Oh my god. On location reporting. Headphones. Oh, grab the headphones. I can't take that or the feedback will kill us.
Kill us all!
An alligator. Holy shit. I haven't seen an alligator in a long time. Now, are you just fucking with me?
No, man. I saw an alligator head popped in this little green this pond right here. See it? Disgusting green pond.
Where's the alligator, though? It's not like that one speck of not green out there, is it?
I don't know where the alligator is.
How would you fucking see it from your vantage? You're a liar. Yeah. You're lying.
I don't fucking lie, I tell stories.
There's no alligator out here.
Alligator.
It'd be great if we're like suddenly attacked by an alligator. And that's the whole point of this story. Like, the last thing they hear from two guys watching porn is us being eaten by the alligator. I don't see it. Oh, no, I think you're right, dude.
Yeah.
That thing moved like as we like looked, that little speck.
Yeah. See?
And maybe it's just like a duck or something that's in a submarine.
Submarine duck.
Submarine duck. I wonder what that is.
We're two guys watching porn, discussing the day's important issues. Regular guys, two average Joes, discussing politics and watching all our favorite hoes. Discussing politics and watching all our favorite hoes.